You will miss me soon.
Well, I bet.
I'm gonna take a roll call. Ready?
Is that a motion? Do you need a second for that motion?
For what?
Go ahead.
Are Steve gonna love each other up?
Go ahead, John.
All right, I'd like to call to order at 6:12 PM on Tuesday, 2nd of August, 2016. The Kendall County Board adjourned June meeting. Please call the roll.
Chairman Shaw?
Here.
Ms. Kulik?
Here.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Present.
Ms. Gilmore?
Here.
Mr. Greider?
Here.
Mr. Kokel?
Here.
Mr. Prochaska?
Here.
Mr. Purcell?
Present.
Mr. Burley?
Here.
This is all I'm gonna take off.
No.
I had my singles already, but...
All right. We have a quorum. I'd like a motion for approval of the previous month's minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Approval of the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Let me just add one thing. Down at 12, item 12, we are going to put juvenile justice ahead of a KenCom executive board. At request of Judy Gilmore. So, I need a motion to do that.
Go ahead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
You already had a motion on the floor in a second, so if you want to withdraw your
Withdraw it and make a new motion so that we can have...
I'll withdraw mine. Make a new motion.
Juvenile justice. I was disrobing at the time. I get confused.
To add juvenile justice under special committee.
Okay. Well, then I will move to approve the agenda.
As amended.
As amended.
Second.
Thank you, Leslie.
No problem.
All right. Correspondence and communication.
Got a vote on it.
I'm not leaving before December 1st.
I'll bet.
Yeah, I'll bet.
You need five others here if you want to stay out.
We can sit here for a while. Ask who's carrying in the room and who isn't. And ask about Bob's friend Robert Weiss on Route 52. All right, roll call. I'm sorry.
You want it as a roll call?
Okay.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Hi.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Chairman Shaw?
Aye. All right. Now we're really getting down to business here. So, correspondence and communications from the county clerk, is there any?
No, sir.
All right. Special recognition. Citizens to be heard. What's your name?
Todd Millern, Yorkville.
You have 2 minutes. Five, all right.
Thank you. I won't be taking that long. Just an update. Your coroner's still looking for an attorney. The appellate prosecutor declined to represent him on the FOIA case, that where the tapes are being sought in his office. Mr. Worley, I sent you an email. I don't know if you got it or not. It was carbon copied to the county board chairman and also to the county clerk. There was some question about whether you actually got it or not, so I had the clerk print it out and put it in your local mailbox. I see you nodding your head, so you're acknowledging that you received it.
This is not a discussion. This is citizens speaking.
All right, well, the thing is, I wanted to confirm that was done.
Move it along. We have a lot of things to decide here.
All right, so this ethics commission hearing is scheduled for next week on Tuesday. I've raised, Tuesday at 5:30, August the 9th.
My mistake.
I've raised a question about the legal counsel for that commission, and I don't know if that's been addressed. I also raised some questions about a couple of the commission members and whether they're unbiased and impartial. And anyway, I was hoping to hear back from the ethics commission or the ethics advisor soon. As of today, your state's attorney has retained his own counsel. I just received notice of that roughly around 3:30 this afternoon on a motion to dismiss. It would be kind of important, I think, that we do have legal counsel there that's impartial. So anyway, I'm looking for some updates on if we're going to be having that on August the 9th, and will we have a full commission, and who will be the legal counsel? So, thank you.
Is there anyone else that wants to speak? New business. Approval of the extension of the intergovernmental agreement for police services with the Village of Newark.
So moved.
Aren't you going to speak on this?
Just if you have any questions. It's fairly simple.
This is just a redo of previous?
It's a continuation of the one-year contract inside it, or agreement inside it had a one-year extension, which we both opted for.
That's all. Thank you.
And who made the motion?
I did.
Thank you.
Did you second it?
No.
Matt did.
Mr. Purcell.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I'm sure I asked this last year, but the compensation is $30 per hour.
Yes, sir.
I know that doesn't begin to cover the expenses for our deputies.
We don't pay them.
They get paid?
They get paid by the Village of Newark.
Okay. Does that affect their payroll with us at all?
No, it does not affect us with the payroll. The only thing that affects us as an agency is the use of the squad car, which Newark is paying us per mile for the squad car, plus $2 per hour for every hour that's worked by the individual officer, which goes to pay for like replacement of the camera system, stuff like that.
Okay, but it doesn't count towards the payroll hours at all?
No.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. You have a motion and a second?
Yes, sir.
Anybody else? Call the roll.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Kreider?
Yes.
Mr. Kokol?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Chairman Shaw?
Aye.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Thank you.
Now the next item is approval of the intergovernmental agreement between Kendall County, Illinois and Cook County, Illinois for the housing of detainees in our jail.
Second.
Discussion. Mr. Purcell, address your questions to the undersheriff.
Thank you. This would be the same rate as other counties?
Same rate.
Do we have any ability to restrict the types of individuals we take in, or is it just wherever they ship?
Basically, we're not getting the worst of the worst.
We're not.
No.
We're getting. Bad for Cook County?
Yeah, that's real bad for Cook County. No, that's something that we would discuss with them. If there's any issue with any inmates, we can have them we would send them back to them if there's any major issues.
Okay, and then the time to get them here is on their end, not our end?
Right, they're the ones that deliver.
The transporting.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, otherwise, we'd have something in there for transportation, but yeah, they would cover the transportation of them coming down here. And then, and that's one of the reasons we're doing this, it seems kind of quickly, is that we're trying to get it, so we'll have at least 3 full months is what we're hoping for in this fiscal year to help offset some of the revenues.
How many do you expect it?
Right at this point, we don't have anything firmed up yet, but it's possible as many as 20 or 25.
Okay, thank you.
How many vacancies are in the jail right now?
Currently, we're running about 118, and we've got a 203 capacity. So we've got considerable amount of room. Our hotel has plenty of room for it.
Thank you. Any other discussion, questions?
If it's of assistance in further answering Mr. Purcell's question, if you look on page 4 of the agreement, there's a specific section under number of detainees. It identifies in the contract that we shall not be obligated to accept Cook County detainees who exhibit or have exhibited any manifest physical or mental health problems or incorrigible behavior, and then also that the sheriff has the ability to request the return to Cook County of any particular inmate the sheriff so chooses.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
And this is thanks to the state's attorney's office, especially Leslie's area of expertise, where we've got a real good contract with them now, once hopefully gets approved, as we do with the other agencies that we deal with, including the federal group.
Thank you. I definitely would not want incorrigible individuals.
For sure.
I pronounce it properly.
Is it a bother of yours or something you wake up at night thinking about? Roll call.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Aye.
Mr. Kokol?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Chairman Shaw?
Aye.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
The motion carried.
Ten zip.
That's awesome.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Animal control, Mr. Worley?
There's another item.
Where he skips on.
There's another item.
Oh, I'm sorry. Good for you, Anna. All right, approval of Chicago HIDTA security officer and facility manager contract. Who wants to edify us on this?
Second. Mr. Chairman, my understanding this is part of the pass-through grant that we received since we are the fiscal agent.
That's correct. I'm sorry.
This is the same as it's been in the past years?
My understanding is correct.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Any other discussion, questions, corrections of the chairman, Mr. Worley?
Who's looked at this contract? Who has looked at this?
It would be through the state attorney's office.
I'm not sure if it was through us or HIDTA's counsel or something, but.
So,
yeah.
Shouldn't be concerned. It's already gone through the approval process.
Through some form of legal counsel review. I don't know if it was Lisa Coffey or through HIDTA counsel.
Okay.
It's not in here.
That's correct. That's why I was kind of worried about it. But it's pass-through money. It's a great program. If it's been through legal review, I'm comfortable with it. No, it's not in our agenda.
Yeah, I apologize. I just now noticed that it was on the agenda.
All right, since I've been corrected 3 times here, roll call.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kokol?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Chairman Shaw?
Aye.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Your motion carried.
Thank you. Is there any old business to come in front of the board? Standing committee reports. Economic development.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The committee met June 30th. We discussed quite a few things. Some of the highlights were Mr. Wilkins and Mr. Beltran here from the county gave us boundaries and a criteria of the proposed Oswego TIF. Kind of went over some of the details of that, give the committee some updates, and some of the appropriateness of using TIF funds for municipal obligations just in general. We went over the loans that we currently have out and the funds that we currently have available, and our next meeting will be this month, end of the month.
Any questions for Mr. Coble? Finance Committee, Mr. Purcell.
Finance Committee discussed or reviewed and forwarded the claims. I move that we approve the claims in the amount of $635,586.44, the petty juror claims in the amount of $3,800, and the grand juror claims in the amount of $750.
Second.
Discussion, questions?
I have a question. What did you say the amount was not to exceed for the petit jurors?
The amount for the petit jurors is $3,800.
Okay. I just wanted to be sure it was
consistent. Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, that's exactly what I said.
Grand jury.
I hope.
Any motion in a second?
Who seconded?
Roll call, please.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Coble?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Mr. Burley?
Yes.
Chairman Shaw?
Aye.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
The motion carried.
Thank you. The next item is we had a very tense review of the executive session minutes for the Finance Committee. And I move that we approve the Finance Executive Session minutes from January 29th of 2015.
Second.
Discussion. Do you want a roll call vote on this?
We can do voice. Roll call, your choice, sir.
Roll call.
Mr. Coble?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Chairman Shaw?
Aye.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Aye.
The motion carried.
Thank you. That's the end of my report.
All right, judicial legislative, Matthew, would you tell us why we're not going to vote on this?
Mr. Chairman, at the request of the Finance Committee and the judicial and the Circuit Clerk, I'd like to make motion to postpone consideration of the approval of an increase of the court automation fee from $15 to $25 per case filing to the next county board meeting.
I would second that.
Discussion? Judy?
Can you give us some reasons why they said that?
Our circuit clerk would like to be here for the discussion, and in addition, Finance asked a question that she is looking into currently.
Okay, thank you.
Aye.
Animal control.
Oh, you have a motion on the floor. Vote on them.
I thought we were postponing it.
Well, they did it by motion.
All right, roll call.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Chairman Shaw?
Aye.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Aye.
Mr. Coble?
Yes.
Your motion carried.
Thank you. Struggling ahead, animal control, Mr. Worley.
Animal control met Wednesday, July 27th. And we went through the normal numbers, bite reports, census reports, financials. Animal control is doing fine financially. Went over some of the events that are being held in the each month, be able to get people out. And we talked about the authorization of trailer. On your desk, we have put a copy of a purchase order that we have written up rather than going through a lease agreement that was written up by their agency. We put a simple purchase order together. This would allow us to rent this trailer, the trailer that both myself, Jeff Wilkins, Jim Smiley, and Laura Pawson went up and looked at, narrowed it down to one. We have the description of what we would like them to do. We went through this on at Animal Control, and we actually, this was shipped out to by email the Animal Control Committee to look at, but the rest of you haven't seen it. Essentially what it is there's one-time setup charges of $2,135. That's getting a little upgrade on the floor for an epoxy floor that will withstand the dogs moving around and the cats on it. Then they're going to put it in place for us, and they're going to remove the axles and wheels on it so that we can get it down low enough to be able to more easily build a wheelchair accessible ramp, the ADA ramp. So that's going to be done by them, and then we're going to put the skirt around it and build the ramp up. They're going to tie it down. And then the rental for this is $221.45. This will go for 1 year. At the end of the year, we will have an option, three options. One, to send it back if we don't like it. The second one would be to continue renting it. And the third one would be to purchase it. The purchase price, although we believed we were going to get a purchase price with this contract, that did not happen. They had a little change of their
policies.
So we'll get that number towards the end of this coming year.
I had one question. In the initial charges, it shows remove tires, axles each two for quantity. But here, when they, with the return of trailer, install tires, axles, it's quantity one.
We noticed
so.
That too. And okay. Then they just want to put one axle back on them when they take
right.
it back. That's up to them. I know the trailer has two axles, so they're going to make their money and take both of them off.
Okay.
If they only want to put one back on, if we choose to let it go, that's up to them.
Okay. Thank you.
Bob.
Well, you know, we're paying rent on this for 12 months, and the final charge not to exceed $633 with the return of the trailer. I have a hard time paying somebody to come and get it when it's theirs to begin with.
What we're looking at doing is renting this for 1 year, and then you guys are going to make a decision on whether you want to continue to rent it or buy it outright. Because it's a necessity that we need to expand their offices over at Animal Control. This is the least expensive way to do it, and we need to get it there. We want to make sure that everything works. So they're going to take care of the trailer, make sure that the HVAC system works for the entire first year. At the end of that first year, we're going to reevaluate it and make sure that it's something we're comfortable with.
So with this contract, we're paying out for a year, but I don't see, you know, most of the time there's they tell you if you're going to buy it back, this is going to be the purchase price. Where's that number?
And as I just said, they won't give us that number because they had a change in policy. We actually had a number that we were talking about, and you know, Jeff, you want to enumerate on that or?
Yeah, Jeff Wilkins. They had provided us a buy as is at $10,500, which was actually less than a previous quote for another trailer. So. But that was not making any repairs. That wasn't providing the warranty while we're leasing. So that's why the biggest thing is the HVAC unit and such for $221 a month. We just thought that was or the committee thought that was a prudent investment to basically test it out and then return it after a year if that's not the unit. Or continue on a month-to-month or purchase. So you have a lot of options. You don't tie yourself down.
And so the other side of this is that the repair or the trailer obviously needed some work done on it. when this goes through and is signed by both parties, it'll take them about a week to redo the trailer. At that point, we get to go back up there and take a look at it, and we'll either accept it or we won't. So we need to make sure that we have the trailer in the right shape that we want it in also. Scott?
I noticed on page 2, the very last line, it says after a 12-month rental, Kendall County has the option to continue to rent the trailer month to month at the same rental rate. Does that mean that we can rent it into perpetuity?
That's the only constant that was on the contract that they allowed us to keep, was the constant rate on the rental if we choose to continue to rental. So yes, according to Gila, that goes through until you fall apart. Any other questions? We have a motion and a second. I'm sorry, I would like to make a motion. I don't believe we do. The approval of the trailer procurement.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Chairman Shaw?
Aye.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
No.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Aye.
Mr. Kokol?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Motion carried 9-1.
9-1.
I just want to clarify, this is coming out of the Animal Control Fund?
Yes.
Yes. Right, okay.
Animal Control.
Thank you.
Then the next item for your approval is the release of the September 17, 2014 executive minute session minutes.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All same sign.
All right, thank you. We will we'll get this contract back to them and let you know more.
Health and Environment, Mrs. Gilmore.
Thank you. Health and Environment met Monday, July 18th. And we had, most of our time was spent reviewing the food protection ordinance. This has already been reviewed by PBZ committee, and we plan to continue the review of the other two ordinances in our next meeting, which is later in the month.
Any questions on the board? Thank you. All right, now I'll entertain a motion for the standing committee minutes approval.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Special committee reports, and we did get in there the juvenile justice report, or Mrs. Gilmore's explanation of the magic box. We'll now proceed.
Thank you. The box is something that Juvenile Justice did last year. We just wanted your permission to put those boxes in the various county buildings. We collect school supplies, and then they are delivered to all of the schools in Kendall County to the children there that are in need of some help. So, with your permission and permission of the board, we'd like to do that again this year.
We need
is
a
there
motion.
A list of supplies?
No, there isn't. It's just school supplies in general. So, but I guess it was quite an undertaking to go around to all the Kendall County schools from elementary all the way up through high school. So there's a lot of schools.
Do you need a motion for this?
It wasn't on the agenda. So
okay. All right. KenCom Executive Board, Mrs. Gilmore?
Yes. Actually, the Executive Board meets on the 25th of August, but and I can give a report next month. But I did want to mention from the Finance Committee, it was stated that Rush Copley does a cardiac run of the quarter, and once again, Oswego Fire and KenCom have been voted for the recipients of that award. And two of our dispatchers, Wendy Burry and Cheryl, boy, I'm going to mess up her name, Master Domenico, were honored at that for that award, and they will be attending a breakfast for those involved. So it's quite an honor to get that award every quarter.
What's the name of it?
It's called the cardiac run of the quarter.
Very good. Anything else?
For KinCom, no.
Housing Authority.
Mr. Chairman, the Kendall County Housing Authority will meet next month for our quarterly meeting.
Thank you. Historic Preservation.
Historic Preservation did not meet.
UCCI, Matthew, is that you?
Yes, it is. Mr. Chairman, the United Counties Council held our annual summer conference and education seminar. At the education seminar, some of the topics were a review of intergovernmental agreement law, state budget, and what to expect in the future from the state of Illinois, and state law changes that have happened. Our next meeting will be in September, with another education seminar being held in October.
Any questions for Matthew?
Chairman, I wanted to point out as well that Matthew was has now been appointed to the executive board of UCCI. So that gives us a representative on the UCCI executive board, as well as Mr. Purcell is on the ICRMT board. So Kendall County has a very strong voice in these groups, with both of them serving.
Do you know who did that? All right, with some prompting. Chairman's report, I have nothing. Appointments, I have nothing. Announcements, Mark Ludick for the Yorkville-Bristol Sanitary District reappointment, 3-year term, expires July 2019. Marty Meyer, Big Slough Drainage District reappointment, 3-year term, expires July 2019. Kenneth Walker, Public Aid Appeals Committee, Kendall Township Representative, reappointment, 2-year term, expires 2018. Any questions?
Yeah, I thought this guy was coming.
Why are you laughing?
Oh, just a sidebar.
A sidebar again?
Yes, sir. We're discussing Peppa Pig.
What?
We're discussing a children's cartoon.
We're not having an executive session. Is there any other business? Leslie does have some other business.
Yeah. Occasionally we receive notifications from the EPA. We received another one of those dated 7/22/16 regarding Green Organics compost facility. It's just notifying us that an application has been made to modify the permit to identify Midwest Material Management LLC as the facility operator. If the county board would like us to submit any comments on their behalf to the Illinois EPA, we have until August 12th to be able to do so.
Didn't we used to take a trip out there and like sniff around and stuff?
Wouldn't need to sniff so much.
You'd
be overwhelmed by it.
Mr.
Davis.
It's
a fine operation.
Is our previous agreement still holding? We get a, I think, 50 cent or something, TIF per ton or something. Yeah,
that is not modified at all. This is just an application basically to change the name of the facility operator.
I think this is the third change now in the last two years.
What was the name of the new operator again?
Midwest Material Management LLC.
And where are they from?
I have no idea. Doesn't say.
Do you have a problem with that, Robert? No, the union was sitting on there with their rat with the last one, the last owners, and I haven't seen much activity for the last month or two.
Well, the rat is up on Orchard Road now.
I see the rat is
run right over by those Zinger Ready Mix.
I heard they were going to Lisbon, Australia Road. But you never know. Not my problem. Could be going over to HD back. Well, you want to bat that ball back over the net.
I saw Leon.
Or citizens to be heard. Oh my God.
This won't take long.
Better not. I have to get my watch out.
Leslie, is it possible I get a copy of that?
Who are you?
Oh, Todd Milliron, Yorkville. A copy of this change of ownership.
This is not a debate.
You can issue a FOIA request just like any other citizen, Todd.
All right, I will do that. Midwest Environmental, that name kind of rings a bell. I don't know if it's have an Elgin address or not, but that could be Charlie Murphy. And he is in the composting yard waste business. There is a special use for that property, so if there's a change of ownership, then I guess the special use goes along with that, but it's something that will need monitoring and your attention. It's one of those things that needs to be done and done well, and if it isn't, then there's a lot of vectors that come into play. One of Yorkville's main attractions is that water park. It's not far away. The smell from that facility used to be masked by the asphalt plant. That asphalt plant's no longer there. And like I said, that mound continues to grow out there, but as long as it's done well and it's within the bounds of your special use permit, that it's just something that a change of ownership is something that needs to be looked at and reviewed, and it wouldn't hurt to maybe have a site visit shortly after the new owners take over. As a leaf season will be starting, here in another 6 or 8 weeks, and they take quite a few leaves out there because of the carbon, and then mix it. The other thing that's going on out there is they're permitted now to take food waste, which is a significant vector for insects and vermin. So I don't know anything about the new owners, but it's something that I think needs to be looked into and make sure that whoever is doing it has some experience doing it and has shown that they can do it well. Thank you.
Questions from the press?
Jim Wyman, WSPY. I was in court on Friday when the state's attorney appellate prosecutor withdrew from the advising of the Ethics Commission, and as Mr. Milliron said, there's a meeting a week from tonight at 5:30 in this room. I left a message for Judith Burks, the chair of the Ethics Commission, yesterday to see if that meeting was going to be moved, because Judge McCann said in court that he will not appoint an attorney to advise the Ethics Commission until August 12th. So my question to you is, will that meeting be changed?
Call Judith Burks. She called me today. I gave her Judge McCann's number, and she's in contact with him.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Shaw.
You're welcome. Anybody else? All right. Now, I'll accept a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. My shock treatments are working. No.
I'm still not.
How many are
still light up?
Not many.
Yeah.
There's two of these for Harold Smith, and that you can sign these.
I saw your tweet or whatever you call your post. Yeah. Festival Saturday.
Is he the chairman of the board? Is there a special, only if you allow me to go in there? Obama appointed.
It looks like you don't sign this, this is the sheriff's department contractor. So it's just this one, and there's three of these on the side. It's gonna be bad. I was just pulling up the sticker.
Bye, Lynn. Tell Valerie thanks again. You can tell I'm still shooken up. Shaken. Oh, we had somebody attack us up there. Another Robert Weiss.
Oh, he was in our office. He was in, he was feisty.
Oh, he was nasty right there. You know, we looked it up. Valerie got up. She walked around, opened the door, went out there and grabbed it right by the elbow.
Well, he, I took time.
Being an
Well, he was terrible. I wasn't afraid that he was going to damage me.
I mean, the minute it was like it was
He said that he was doing
action.